Blog Talk Radio.
Family, greetings and Hotep. You got your Omi Inca 7 here, your advocate, your advisor, your Maliwa, and your Empress. I'm coming to you with a brand new topic. We just talked about the intellectual black man and where can we find an intellectual black man. And we've talked about getting intellectual materials into the black man's hand so he can prove himself worthy in the intellectual highway. Now we want to talk about the risen Savior. The Messiah has returned. Now you ought to be able to guess who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the black woman. Is she the risen Savior? Is she the intimate figure that we have been waiting so long for? Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me clear my throat first of all. First of all, We must understand where Omi is coming from. I don't want to offend anyone by saying that the black woman is the risen Messiah, but I do want to make it plain and perfectly clear that we have been knowing for a long time, us women, that is, that because we have a navel, and every one of you are carrying the birth sign of a navel, that means that your umbilical cord was connected to a female. And that is your creator, the female, who brought you here. Make no mistakes about it. We was at the right-hand side of God when God decided to say, let us make man in our own image. That's right. We are your makers, and we are the risen Messiah today. In today's time, we are the risen Messiah because we have the solution and the answers to the problem of today's black family, especially today's black man. We have been knowing for a long time that we are the risen saviors. We have stayed in the background. We have made sure that we didn't make a lot of noise. But if you hear any noise in the back corridor, that is nobody but me and the girls raising up to be the Messiah. We should have came forward a long time ago. We are the best warriors. We sat on front line in Egyptology time, and we've worn the clothing of both male and female, and we've gone out on the front line, and we've won many wars. It's time to win some wars now. That's why the risen Savior had to come forward. It's time for us as generals, corporals, and colonels to put on our uniform and step out front. That's right, ladies. If you didn't know it, then you ought to know it now. And if you don't know it, you better ask somebody. We are the risen Savior, and we have been original soldiers for a long time. We've been in this war for a while now. Nobody has even announced war on us, but the Mount Sinai has fallen upon us and has waged war. And it's time for the black woman to step up front and to bring her regime together and to bring the black man right alongside her so we can fight this war together. Yes, we are the new risen saviors. Yes, we are the new Messiah called God. We're not talking about the Jesus or the prehistoric Jesus as you know him. This is the modernized Jesus, because we have Christ-like attitude. We are the new Messiah. Christ was a concept. He was not a person. He was a concept and a way of life. He came to bring us a way of life. And that's what the black woman has been exemplifying, an attitude of the way of life, of how to conduct himself with Iwa Pelu, good character and good conduct. So we bring you a way of life, man. Not necessarily a figurehead of the Messiah, but an example of who and what the Messiah was and stood for. How can we call ourselves the Messiah? We gave you that umbilical cord, and we severed it and cut the umbilical cord from you, but somehow you must have realized that you belong to a woman because you yearn to come back to your mother's womb. Whenever things went right, you got in a fetal position, willing and able to return to the womb. Now, why don't you return to the womb today? The womb has been aching because Mother Nature knows that there's been an attack on Africa as our real Mother Nature. There's been an attack on black women and taking their children away from them, giving them and selling them up for profit. Well, we're waging war this time. We're not going to be reactive anymore, but we're going to be proactive because we're the new messiahs on the scene today. Like it or not, we're going to step right out front with Hillary, and we're going to ride on her coattail as far as we can until we have to step into our original arena of the spirit realm. That's right, we're spiritual beings. And we know we can win this fight with spiritual warfare. Our weapons are not carnal through the pulling down of strongholds, but we deal in the spirit. Yes, you're not talking about some voodoo witches or queens or priests. You're talking about the original black woman who had in her cosmic record all along the tools that we need to win this war. We have our chanting. We have our words of power. And we have the authority to speak to Mother Nature. And Mother Nature will hear us, and she will respond. We have the ability to be God, and we will speak to ourselves and call upon the Godhead within us and press him, she, it forward. Because we know that we stood on the right-hand side of God, and we said, God, let us make man in our own image, not meaning that we will make them into a feminine being. We're not talking about castrating you, man, and making you into a physical being of a physical female. We're talking about giving you the nature of love and kindness and the beatitudes and patience and long-suffering. Also telling you that this feminine behavior is abomination, and we're not giving it to a black man or a man of color because it's not of God. And it didn't come out of Africa, not out of Africa. So what we want is real men with their testicles intact, not those who are willing to give up their testicles to become feminized. But we're talking about a black man standing alongside a black woman, knowing what his nature is as a man and fighting this war together. No, we're not going to step out front of you black men, but we're going to war this war together, side by side. It's time for war. Put on your war clothes. On your war clothes. Did not Jesus said there would come a time that you would have to sell your coat and buy a sword? It's showdown time. It's time to sell your coat and buy a sword. Are you ready to pick up the sword? The sword is the sword in your mouth. Use it as a two-edged sword where it cuts going in and cuts coming out. You got to have the word of God in you. Unless we put it in you, you don't have it. We are your makers. We did create you, and we must take responsibility for what we produce, ladies. These are the offspring of our loins. These men who have gone astray, we must bring them back and put a word of intellect in their mouth, in their mind, and cause them to tap into their cosmic records and remember who they once were as warriors. Now, as I said, our weapons are not carnal through the pulling down of strongholds, but our weapons and warfare are of the spiritual nature. We tap into the waters because there is no enemy with the water, and the water will give in to us and speak to us and give us a solution for the end time. We pour libation because we know that libation reconnects us to our communal loved ones, those who have made the transition, have not gone anywhere. They are yet with us, and our army is big in multitude. There are great men and women that stand beside us in this warfare. Because we cannot, spirits will live on forever because we are energy and matter. Matter can only dissipate. It cannot die. So our dead we do commune with and we do speak to and call upon periodically to fight the wars that we have to fight. So we are many in numbers. Do not make the mistake of thinking that a lonely woman cannot lead this warfare. Now, men, get in position. Get in position because we are calling the orders today. And we are the generals and we're the majors and we're the lieutenants today. I didn't come here to put on your gear, to align myself with your soldiers and fear. I'm not just rapping. I'm real sincere. Severe. You got a real soldier. I thought I had told you that you got a real soldier. The Messiah has come. The Messiah has risen. Now rise up and pay homage to your Messiah, black man, rise up and know that not only is heaven between the legs of the woman, but salvation is within her womb and her loins as well. Now let's take back our continent and let's take back what was rightfully ours by rising up, calling ourselves the gods that we will be, and remembering to tap into our cosmic record so that we'll know who we really are. We are the chosen ones. Have not many men come to you and said, is you the one? Is you the one? Why is it that all of the other races know who we are ourselves? Accept yourself today, black man and woman, and know that you're the risen one. You are the Messiah that everyone has been waiting for. Wake up yourself and see that you are the risen one. We have been downtrodden. We're the ones that they talked about that will be scattered amongst the land and have no homeland. We're the ones who have had desolate place upon them, children taken away. We are that missing link. We are the chosen children and the lost tribe that has been out there for 40 and some odd years. We are those people, but we cannot continue to make excuses for why we haven't come forward. Women, Hillary can step out front to lead this country, then us black women can lead a nation. And because of what we do as a black woman, every African-American knows that lest a woman step out front, a nation cannot be led. And the nation time is now. And there's been a call for the moaning woman, the woman that can get a prayer through to herself. So I say call for the moaning woman in the end time when you need to get a prayer through, because she can get a prayer through, because she was there at the inception of man alongside God when she and God decided to make man in their own image. That God is a woman. And she cohabitated and worked with the black woman to create all else. So sit up under her tutelage and sit up under her training and learn much and be blessed. It is time now that we come out front and bring the Messiah out and let her set up on a throne and let the whole world know she is the returning Savior to save this world. Is there a Savior in the audience that know that they are the Messiah? Why don't you step out front today? Because we're calling on the moaning women that she may step out front to turn this thing around. Now, we have our crone out in the audience. Let me show my role. A crone out in the audience who we periodically revert to and ask for directions and ask for. I'm going to ask her, do I have permission to speak today, first of all, and then I'm going to get her word on the subject of the black woman returning to save our people. Hold tight. She's in the audience with her, with us, and her name is Mrs. Maddie Harvey. Hold tight. Hello, Mrs. Maddie Harvey.
How are you? I'm fine. And what is that you need from me?
I need to know if you can confirm the returning of the black Messiah, the woman. Do you believe that she is on the scene now and she is here to help us?
Yes, I do believe that she is on the scene and she is here to help us. Yes, I certainly agree with that.
And what confirmations do you have, Mrs. Harvey, to show us or tell us why you believe that the black woman is the returning risen Messiah?
You have already explained that. You've already told the audience that, and that's it.
Well, that's it. There you have it from the cross. You have confirmed my position on the black woman being the risen, intimate Savior. Now, ladies, don't take it strange. Don't get upset now. Some of you are probably fidgeting all over the place, scratching where you don't itch, and swearing when it's not necessary, but I want to tell you this. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. It is not our strength that we work in, but the strength of the risen Savior who lives on the inside of us. Remember I told you that you were God. You're God's little children. You have overcome them. God resides, rule, rest, and abide within your being. So you can consult with God on this topic to confirm what I'm saying. Because we have been laying dormant for a long time. We have stood by and watched this earth turn this system upside down without saying anything, knowing that we have permission. If we were there at an inception of when God made man, we know the purpose and the meaning of their life. We were there when they signed the contract, when they said, God, send me. I have a solution. We were there when they agreed to come to this earth to do a specific job. And it wasn't to come here and lay down and be a rug mat for anyone. And it wasn't to come here and play second-class fiddle to anyone. We are the Asiatic original people. And we are the mothers and fathers and elders of this land. Let's not our children play the placated role of being the original founders. We know who the Asiatic people were and are today. But we are afraid to stand up because we know in a little while their time will be up. My question is, will you be ready to serve when you're called upon to serve? Because 400 years are upon us now. Their time is up. The gig is up. They got to give it up. So the question is, are you ready to get in the position to serve as the new messiahs of this universe? That's right, we're going to put Hillary in. But Hillary has a twofold mission, to allow us to ride on her coattail as she comes in, laying dragons, and comes in with the warfare that we know is so powerful, that warfare of a black woman. She's not going to do this thing without us. She needs us as much as we need her. If she comes in through the ranks, she will bring us alongside of her, and that's the black woman, the new messiah, the intimate figure that will come slaying dragons and laying down souls, because this is something brand new. We're bringing the spirit with us this time. We will not fight in the natural, but in the spirit realm. You won't see where we're coming from. You only feel our power. Did not you know that we commune with Mother Nature? That Mother Nature consults us through the moon? Did not you know that the water and the rivers and the wind, Oye talks to us. Oye tells us when to make a move. It is time, women. Oye has spoken, and the wind, we tested the wind, and the wind told us which way to go because the wind speaks to us through the natural Mother Nature. And not the only skies up in heaven. We're not looking for Jesus to come down out of the sky. The risen Savior is already here. We're not looking for Yah to come down and to do anything. Yah was a concept. Jesus was a concept. We now press forward the concept within our own individuality. It's here on this earth. And the risen Savior has been here for a while. And the man knows that the woman is God. The man knows this, and he's moved out of her way for her to take her proper position. Women, take you. Do not be afraid, because God is with you and in you. You are the risen Savior. And let's not make a mistake. We have to take control. Taking control does not mean that we are going to slay innocent ones. But we are going to move those out of position who are obstructing the development of civilization and who have put black people on hold and have troubled the waters in their lives, who have scattered their children, who have given them a false religion and belief. Ladies and gentlemen, women, if you don't put that doggone church down and take them hats off, and come up and put on your uniform and mantle yourself with the breastplate of righteousness, clothe your feet with the gospel of peace, and put on a headdress salvation, I don't know when it will be time for you to step out of the church, but it's time now. You've wasted far too much time. in these churches while men fickle over words that other men who are folly, who have written. And now we've been reading children stories and fairy book tales and allegorical stories, and we went round and around for 40 years in a circle. It's time to come out of that anesthesis and wake up. We are adults. We are elders. And we no longer have to play with the things of children. We put away the things of a child. Those were the former days. These are the new days that we will be the gods of this earth. It's time, women. It's time you wake up and realize that you have been the well-sought-after queen, and you have been the well-sought-after commodity, because any black man or white man knows if you want a problem solved, put a black woman to the test. She can solve it. When they needed someone to bring forth and to feed their babies, they brought a black man before to breastfeed the baby. When they needed someone in a big house to manage their household, they brought a black woman for. When they needed someone out in the field to manage and who the master could trust and trust with their filthy lucre, they trusted a black man. Now they need someone to turn this earth around, and they're going to trust a black man again. But I don't want to call us black mammies. We are risen women. And we're no longer the mammies that you used to call us, but we are sergeants, lieutenants, and major generals. We are the regime of this. And women, don't think it's strange because you don't have warfare. I'm not asking you to go and get a gun or a pistol or a rifle. I'm asking you to lay down those carnal warfare. I'm asking you to look to the rivers. Look to the wind and the fire and the forces of this earth to empower you. You are an atom, and you are combustible fire, and God the Creator was combustible fire. So for you idiots who think you're going to go skipping off in the glory to talk to the Creator, you're not going to talk to the Creator, because he said at no time has anyone heard his voice or spoken to him. So those of you who will speak to Christ and God will speak to your own inner self, cut this nonsense out about going out embracing the God that created this universe. You will not embrace that God who created the universe. Now, there's a trifold, though. God did take a bit of himself, ratified energy, and he wrapped it up and clothed it in matter and placed it within you. Now, stir up the God that's within you. And rise up and be the God that he or she or it has called you to be. Women, we are the Messiah. Like it or not, we are. Now I'm going to ask my crone here. What are some of the things that she noticed about women that was different about the men? And when it came to spirituality, how is it that we always have a connection, a mainline with God, whereas we can get a person? How is it? Now, I would like to say that the crone is busy at this time, but I'm going to speak for her. Now, there was one time when a prayer had to be gotten through, and the man couldn't pray hard enough. He couldn't pray long enough. He couldn't stay on the task. He couldn't even conjure up the mojo or the juju to get a prayer through. Black women have been known for the mojo and the juju for the longest. They have been known for a word of power, and they have been known for the one that can do a ritual to clear out the skies and cause rain to come. And they have been known to heal babies that come here with club feet. They have delivered babies out of the womb of women who were bearing less, and to produce those babies. We have been known not only to have the magic, but to have the gifts and the talents as well. Why is it that we think we are powerless in a society that is running rapidly with all manners of cruelty and running rapid of breaking all laws? A law is not a law, and you don't have to abide by it if it is not one that fulfills itself. You cannot acknowledge it as a law. Black women are ruled by the law. and the forces to be. And we know how to respect Allah, because Allah will come back on you if you do not respect it properly. And that is what is now happening in the court system. You got the court system running rampant. You got everybody in the court system approving things that are abominations and that are not fulfilling the law like it should be. Then a law is not a law if it's not fulfilled. Now, the court system itself will bring its own self down if it does not line up with what the laws are. Women are from the law, and we are the righteous ones. And we come to bring the laws, not to bring any new laws, but to fulfill the laws that are already in existence. Now, for those women who want to be the returning Messiah, raise your hand, put your hand up, and take this oath with me. I take this oath to be the risen Messiah. I will step in and speak on behalf of a country that is failing. I will be that risen Messiah, and I will allow the Creator that is within me, the God that is within me, to come forward and to do what a God does. Now, we've had so many fairy tales about all of the gifts and all of the prophecies and all of the miracles that Jesus has done. He said, greater things will we do than himself. Now, my question is, when will the greater things come? When will the greater things come? He was doing healing. He was laying down some powerful healing. He was not only doing some healing, he was also manifesting some great for those in the courtyard and for his followers. Then you know what? Women have been laying down all types of laws. Women are the lawmakers. We're going to change the laws and lay down some laws that are laws that we can fulfill and that we can stand up to, not the laws that men will twist and turn to their own favor. That is the first thing that our women must tackle. Then we must tackle the mothers ourselves and training them to be the best mothers that they can be, so that they first know that their first job is at home and being a mother to raise up their children, so that their children will raise up to call them blessed. And the mothers that are black who are out here bumping their butts up and down, we're going to chastise and direct them to their home. And we're going to make a deal with them that they can't refuse. We cannot have women out in the open disgracing the nation. We cannot, especially you black women. You're going to have to stop it, because we're not going to tolerate it. We cannot have our black men out here loosely speaking against a black woman, calling her all manners of bees and garden tools. We cannot have it. You cannot desecrate the black queen. The Messiah has returned. We will not let you do it anymore. You've been out of order, and you must get back into compliance. Now, for those of you who want to practice this racism, white supremacist, we are issuing you a warning that you must stop it. Even amongst your own people, you must stop it. And the lowercase class of people, you must stop it. It is not going to be tolerated. Every man will be judged on his own content of his, no matter what his race or her race is. We must treat men and women with dignity. We cannot disrespect them on the basis that they are lower than us. We have to keep order. And the misses and the queens of Africa will keep order. And we must chasten those when they don't see fit to follow the rules and regulations. It's very vital that you should know that the Messiah does demonstrations. Yes, there will be demonstrations of healings, and you will see them all over the land with women being at the forefront, laying hands, healing all manners of club feet. Eyes will be open. We're calling all of those wretched ones to us. Come ye all who labor, who heavily labor, and come unto my rest. We will give you sweet rest. Because we have risen. The queens have risen to the level of a Messiah. No, we're not the Yahweh. No, we're not Elijah. No, we're not the returning Jesus. But we are the new Messiahs, the woman, the black woman. Hillary will know us. She will recognize us and who we are, and she will embrace us. There will be no fighting amongst the white or black woman because we will not be embracing each other in physical bouts, but we will be in support of what has to be done. All of us have been suppressed as black women, white and black, and we're tired of it. And we want to let you know we've known all along that we are the risen God. We've just allowed you to rule for just a little while. That little while has passed, and it is now our time to come. We didn't come here to put on your gear. We don't want to align ourselves with the soldiers in fear. We're not just prepping or real sincere. This time has been reserved for those who can persevere. We're the real soldiers. I thought I told you. We are the real soldiers. And we will not come into this race waging war against anyone. We are coming here with a sword. It is time for you men and women to sell your coat and buy a sword. Buy a sword and put the word of the sword in your mouth. The sword is in your tongue and the words that you speak. The words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer, on thee do I wait, and on thee do I beseech for help. Guide us on the path of the righteous one, not upon the path of those who have gone astray. And lead us into temptation, and not against our brothers or sisters. And, Lord, we pray today that the Godhead within us, we will stir up. We're speaking to ourselves now. We're praying to the God that's within us. This temple will become alive. We will become the living Episcopal. We are the temple. And as far as the churches, we will not be lining up in these churches anymore. We will not be laying down our last and final dollar to give to any church until we give to our community. And we give till we can't give anymore. We will not take up on these false teachings. And we will not look at idolatry worshipers who are worshiping buildings. We will begin to do church within our own being. Our meditation will start in our heart, and our churches will be in our home, and we will raise up children of good attitude, and we will lay down homeschools in our homes. If they take the schools away from us because there's no longer a need for manual labor, and now you shut mothers, messiahs, you must create the schools in your home. Start by creating your Montessori schools in your home and raise up your children with education. Don't let your children be dumbfounded. Mothers, do not let them close the schools on you. Raise up a school in your home. That is where the first schoolhouse started, was in your home. Who cares if they shut down a building because of asbestos and tell you they've gone to the point of consolidating? Who cares if they should shut down all of them? We will rise up a school within our own being. We will be the schoolhouse. And the very schoolhouse that we raised our children up on and nursed our children as infants and toddlers, we will take them to our homes and begin to teach them. There will not be wayward children, and there will not be a source for you to use in your commodities in these prisons, because we will save our children. We will save our children. Us messiahs, us women, we have to step our front, women. We can no longer let our children go without education or miseducation. We have to step our front and bring our children home to teach them. And we are not going to tolerate inadequacy. We are perfecting. Africans perfect, 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 perfect. Keep perfecting, making things better and more better, like Spike Lee says, more better. We are perfectors. We will perfect the universe. We will magnify things, and we will make things to be the highest of caliber. We will not tolerate inadequacy. Women are perfectors. Now do your job, women. Perfect in your home. Perfect on your job. Perfect in the community. Perfect in your home where your church will reside. Be perfectors and do things in duality. Go get your man. And if you've lost him and you quarrel with him, go get him and bring him back home and begin to do things in duality and allow your children to see you as you begin to manage and run your home. Be an example for your children and the community. Do not allow this system to destroy what God has created. What God has created, no man can destroy. And the work that God has done, let him continue to do it in you. No man has the right to destroy the work that God has created. And we're the work of God's hand. And God said, let us make man in our own image. And he breathed the breath of air into a living being. The sculpturing came from Orumala. The sculpturing and creation of man came from Orumala. But God said, let us make man. And he breathed the breath of fresh air into a man. He gave you your five senses. So you don't need a biblio book. Your five senses, if you tap into your cosmic record, you have the solution to all time problems right there in your being. Your first voice is the voice of God. Always acknowledge it and adhere to it. That is the voice of God. You know what to do. You have the solutions, little G. Now tap into the Godhead within you and allow your mothers to lead and guide you. Your mothers have always leaded and guided you. And men, you have gone back to your mothers again and again and again. Now, why not go back to your mothers now and believe that we are the returning messiahs? The returning messiahs have returned. Now, white, non-melanite woman, do not be dismayed. We have a place for you, too. And Hillary is going to lead us there. We're going to give you that ability to lead us. But you must do it in all honesty and respect. And we are going to rule and rest and abide in this continent in peace, in peace. Now let us go as messiahs and bring about peace in all of the nation. And I don't mean peace, peace in a false way. I mean peace in the home, peace in the workforce, peace in the community, peace in the system. And we are the new messiahs, and that is what we have to say. And let the Spirit speak today. The Spirit is speaking to you today. And let those who have an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying. The black woman has always been the solution for correcting problems. And we've always not been given the respect or the acknowledgement for what we're doing. But this time, we know what our jobs are, and we will step up to the plate to be the real messiahs of this time and this age. I bid you farewell. But I will see you again. I thank you for listening to Oracle's readings by Omi Inca 7 and Tribe. We are bringing the Spirit forth, and that's what this room is about, to talk through the Spirit. The Spirit is upon me, and it has given me the ability to open blind eyes and open deaf ears so that they might see. I hope that you can see clearly now and know that the Messiah has risen. I say, O double. And Asata Sana, thank you, thank you. Oh, double. System doesn't want to go off. Maybe there's something I'm supposed to say here. I want to speak to you brothers right candidly. I want you to know that we haven't forgotten about you. There is a place for you in this movement, and this is a movement. And Project 2019 said by the year 2019, we should have more of our black people that are becoming intellect and are picking up credentials and higher degrees. I trust that you are reading. I trust that you are becoming.